Well, everybody, well, yesterday I watched a deplorable video by the BBC where they attack Kate by getting her son on. Obviously, the guy went to Eton. Not a good advert for Eton, I would suggest. Anybody who sends their kids there, obviously pretty dim when they come out and don't understand anything that they're talking about, just full of nonsense. Probably that's how a lot of them get employed at the BBC, because they're pretty thick as well. But shows the BBC up for what they are. Terrified to get Kate on, so what they did, they got a family member to try and discredit her. Didn't go down very well with the people that understand the technology or understand what Kate's talking about. And it doesn't take you 2 minutes to realise. So I'm going to try and do this for the dummies. All right. This isn't for the people that's woken up. This is for the dummies to make it a little bit easier. All right. Because it's very difficult for them to actually grasp this, as you can see. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable. So let's just have a little look at 5G. You see that? DARPA. We all know who DARPA is. Anybody doesn't know who DARPA is, I think it's about time that you thought who DARPA was, or you looked into who DARPA actually are. That might be a little bit difficult for those that go to Eton, you know. Let's just have a look at 5G. You see that? That's what's called beamforming. You see those radiation paths? That's simple. This is an industry document, by the way. All right. This is Glasgow. Right, that's Sockyhole Street. This is the plant Kilgrid. All right. Now, a lot of people go, well, it's just a transmission network. Obviously, you'd have to be pretty dim not to get that. But let's just see how dim these people are. Right, we know who Raytheon are. Right, unparalleled innovation performance in the 5G field. I don't doubt it, Raytheon, because we know Raytheon, you're involved in this. Now, I'm going to just draw your attention to this bit. You see there? Future Combat DEW. You see it? You see that? You see it taking out weapons platforms? You see that? Oh, can even knock landmines out. That's quite interesting, isn't it? So these are direct energy weapon systems. She has a handheld you. Yeah, see that? The firing into a building. Right. So these are dues, and obviously you can see them attacking a number of weapons platforms on the battle space. All right. I hope you're starting to get it now. Now, some clown, these are for the electronics people. You can see the HPM here, right? These are high power microwaves, right? Now, that's the 10 megahertz there. This is a sweet spot to 10 gigahertz, right? This is the sweet spot. All right, for weapons, microwave weapons, HPM. Look, it says here, HPM weapons. Got you? So you get that? This is a defense contract document, just for the really, really thickies. Right, now you see this. Right, from 1953 to 1976, beams of microwaves at 2.4 and 4 gigs were aimed at the US Embassy building in Moscow, a weapon. Not a sonic weapon, a microwave radiation weapon. You see that? This was actually reported in the Times. So these kids just can't read. The BBC obviously cannot read. They cannot read the Times. This was in the Times. These are microwave radiation weapon systems. Or is that just a little bit too difficult? Also, the bit about the vaccines. This is what's in the vaccines. You see that there? That's tungsten. Tungsten nanoparticulates. All right. That allows you to weaponize it because it makes you look like an antenna. This is just absolutely unbelievable, isn't it? How stupid these people are. I mean, would you send your kids to Eton and them come out as thick as that? Or just as devious? Is it the Machiavellian teachings that they get there to get them to be devious? No wonder Boris is pretty dim because he doesn't get this either, does he? Or is it just the fact that they're just devious? This just tells you what's in, look, non-biodegradable and non-biocompatible. Nanocontamination in vaccines. Interesting, isn't it? So that's what Kate's been talking about. That's why the BBC don't want to talk. And that's why the BBC, who are involved in the 5G deployment, they've got a financial input into that. I'm just going to show you an industry document of due. This is 5G. See it? You see that? See it shooting the targets on the ground? Can it does it have to get any more simple, right, for the simpletons? Or are they just that stupid? They're that ignorant that don't know a weapon when they see it? Or they just got mental health problems? I get trolled by quite a few who've got mental health problems. A lot of them have actually been in mental health institutions. That have to do because, obviously, trying to cover up genocide, you know, you'd have to get a mental health patient to actually put themselves out there, because I'll tell you what, that jail time's not going to go down very well for them when the public work out what's really going on. See this weapon? It's what that is. This is an industry video showing a weapon system, right, on top of that building. All right, that's due. It's what's called direct energy weapons. Do I have to explain it any more, in a bit more simple than that? I mean, how idiotic can you be not to be able to understand that? How dim? And I mean, it just shows you that these, you know, people that get educated are basically indoctrinated and they've got no education at all. They've got no ability for critical thinking. It can't just be stupidity. There must be something wrong with them. Is it something they've been drinking or something they've been taking? Bit bizarre to me. Anyway, I think that's enough for people to see. That's just one platform, right? That's just one smart platform, a weapon system. Not complicated, pretty straightforward to those that haven't been indoctrinated or went to Eton.